Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her article...
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you. But some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Colombo, longtime advocate for justice and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, award-winning five-star book, as well as the political satire, Obamacare, Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals, award-winning as well, five-star review, political satire on the redistribution of wealth, and also depopulation in a Orwellian fictional story, adventure story with a provocative ending. Were the dinosaurs exterminated, or were they depopulated? Quick read, you'll love it, for all ages. Tonight I'm doing a special because I want to talk about the United States Department of Justice. And it was for immediate release, and I doubt that very much that it got into the mainstream media because all they talk about are the jabs. So it says, former CIA officer arrested and charged with espionage. And this was Monday, August 17th, 2020. I doubt very much that people even heard about this. So it just made me wonder how many people are arrested and caught as spies in the USA, goes to the Justice Department, never reported in the news, and we never hear about it. Very, very serious, because as we know, we are infiltrated with communists, jihadists, terrorists, radicals, cartels, gang members, spies from China, spies from Russia. We know that. Spies from Pakistan, spies from Iran. We know that. We have an open border policy. We have government officials who make secret deals through third parties, their family, friends, business associates, with these foreign enemy nations. We know that, and nothing happens to them. But what we do need to know is what good that the Department of Justice does that we don't know about. Former CIA officer arrested and charged with espionage. Again, this was just in 2020 while we were locked down. Alexander Yuk Ming Ma, 67, a former Central Intelligence Agency CIA officer, was arrested on August 14, 2020, on a charge that he conspired with a relative of his who was a former CIA officer to communicate classified information up to the top secret level of intelligence officials of the People's Republic of China, the PRC. The criminal complaint containing the charge was unsealed this morning. Assistant Attorney General for National Security John C. Demers, U.S. Attorney for the District of Hawaii, Kenji M. Price, Assistant Director of the FBI's Counterintelligence Division, Alan E. Kohler, Jr., and special agent in charge of the FBI's Honolulu field office, Eli S. Miranda, made this announcement. How many of us heard about this? Not many. Quote, "The trail of Chinese espionage is long, sadly strewn with former American intelligence officers who betrayed their colleagues, their country, and its liberal democratic values to support an authoritarian communist regime," said Assistant Attorney General for National Security John C. Demers. Quote, "This betrayal is never worth it, whether immediately or many years after they thought they got away with it. We will find these traitors and we will bring them to justice." Gosh, don't you hope so? Because there's a lot of traitors right now, as we know, in our own government. That's my opinion. And they've been there for many years without being removed for making secret deals with foreign enemy nations, especially China. We have Wall Street, NWO, New World Order members who are CEOs, all involved in this New World Order vaccine passport, which, in my opinion, as a longtime advocate for justice, overthrows the United States Constitution, which is treason, by denying Americans freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty. Because they are globalists, they want borderless nations, fewer people, and they want to redistribute all the wealth to themselves using the United Nations Agenda 21 and the Sustainable Development Reorganization, which means the redistribution of wealth to themselves. And they want the population depopulated under Agenda 21 to start in 2021, which it did with the vaccine. They aren't even vaccines, with the flu, using a unapproved and non-licensed chemical-laden needle to assault in your arms, apparently with or without consent, that has never been used on human beings ever. It's unprecedented. And all the animals that were jabbed died, and they went directly to using human lab rats after all the animals died. Does that make any sense? If it's to save lives and all the animals died from the jabs, why would they go directly to using human lab rats to jab with chemicals, toxins, graphene, ethyl oxide, nanoparticles of aluminum and mercury, phosphates, all these items that have warnings by the FDA on all the products that contain these chemicals, whether it's automobile products, pesticides, or household items, whatever, foods, whatever, they have to have a label and a warning. And all these prescription drugs that they tout always have the warning added to them of all the risk. And in the past, the FDA, who wanted to use humans for big pharma manufacturers wanted to use humans for their experiments and trials along with the animals, the mice and the rats. They wanted to use human lab rats. They had to get a person who was willing to join in on the experiments and trials, who was informed of all the chemicals that would be injected into their bodies and the risk that they would be taking, and assigned consent. So when they eliminate all that, the Department of Justice allegedly eliminates all that and says they can use every human being as a human lab rat with unapproved, unlicensed jabs with unknown consequences to individuals and millions have been injured between America and Europe, and tens of thousands have died, according to Attorney Renzi and the VAERS reports, which they have downplayed on MSM and on social media. Then they are playing Russian roulette with every human being on the planet, because Gates said he invested $10 billion, expects a $200 billion return on his money, and that you have no choice but to be jabbed. And so the people around here in the countries in Europe are protesting, and we have resistance in America because they are being brainwashed that this is a vaccine. It isn't a vaccine. It is an experiment and a trial. And everyone is a lab rat because they do not have short and long-term case studies that take 5 to 10 years or more to publish on the case studies and the benefits versus the direct adverse health effects for public and medical review and scrutiny, which was required in the past. And to join in an experiment and a trial was required by a willing person who knew all the chemicals that would be injected in their body. They agreed to it willingly and with knowledge and signed a consent to be their experimental and trial lab rat case for study. So this is where we're at, and I would like to know how the Department of Justice and the White House and Congress and the Senate and Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and CDC and WHO can enslave the American people, because the United States Constitution prohibits slavery, because they are saying that they're going to take every human being in this country, whether you want to be a lab rat, a human lab rat or not, and jab you with a unapproved, unlicensed jab. And it is not a vaccine until they're approved and they are licensed as safe and published as safe by the FDA. And there is efficacy of more benefit than people dropping dead immediately, short-term, or 3 years down the road. And they have all granted themselves immunity from criminal charges, from financial charges, and from personal liability. Why would they do that if they're claiming this experiment and trial is 100% safe and ignoring the deaths and the injuries? Oh, those are minor, they're coincidence, and just sweeping them away. So you need to think about this, and you need to call your representatives, 202-225-3121, and start asking questions and support Senator Rand Paul with his efforts on asking the right questions to Dr. Fauci and how all this began. And it needs to go even further than that. They need more hearings. They need more to bring in more evidence. Who owns the patents? When did they file the patents? Who funded the biochemical weapon after it was prohibited to be researched in the USA? And who owns the Wuhan lab or owned it at that time? And why did they own a Wuhan lab if it was American? And why did the research go to the Wuhan lab after the moratorium in the USA? And who funded it? And why did all these people fund a biochemical weapon in communist China, a foreign enemy nation of the USA, whose goal is to wipe out the USA according to their own lips and dominate the USA and the world, which is no different than what the Muslim Brotherhood's stated strategic goal happens to be. So, this article, former CIA officer arrested and charged with espionage, states the Assistant Attorney General for National Security, John C. Demers, and all the rest of them, as I stated, went on to say, the trail of Chinese espionage is long and sadly strewn with former American intelligence officers who betrayed their colleagues, their country, and its liberal democrat values to support an authoritarian communist regime, said Assistant Attorney General for National Security John C. Demers. This betrayal is never worth it, whether immediately or many years after they thought they got away with it. We will find these traitors and we will bring them to justice. To the Chinese intelligence services, these individuals are expendable. To us, they are sad but urgent reminders of the need to stay vigilant. So are we under CCP orders right now? How many of the Americans involved in this one world vaccination industrial complex are communist-leaning persons who are doing business with communist China for huge profits and seeking to control the world and the reduced population of the planet? These are serious questions you need to be asking. The charges announced today are a sobering reminder to our communities in Hawaii of the constant threat posed by those who seek to jeopardize our nation's security through acts of espionage, said U.S. Attorney Price. Of particular concern are the criminal acts of those who served in our nation's intelligence community, but then chose to betray their former colleagues and the nation at large by divulging classified national defense information to China. My office will continue to tenaciously pursue espionage cases. Well, maybe they should have been looking in our own government for people who have been making deals with communist China, whether it's people on Wall Street, whether it's social media, whether it's MSM, whether it's funding these people, whether it's taking bribes to cover for them, using family or friends or associates to cover up the secret deals made with foreign enemy nations who seek to dominate America and wipe out the American people and steal our homeland from us. This serious act of espionage is another example in a long string of illicit activities that the People's Republic of China is conducting within and against the United States, said Alan E. Kohler, Jr., Assistant Director of the FBI's Counterintelligence Division. This case demonstrates that no matter the length of difficulty of the investigation, the men and women of the FBI will work tirelessly to protect our national security from the threat posed by Chinese intelligence services. Let it be known that anyone who violates the position of trust to betray the United States will face justice no matter how many years it takes to bring their crimes to light. Well, I think we already know some people whose crimes should be brought to light. These cases are very complicated and take years, if not decades, to bring to a conclusion, said Eli Miranda, special agent in charge of the FBI's Honolulu division. I could not be more proud of the work done by the men and women of the FBI's Honolulu division in pursuing the case. Their dedication is a reminder that the FBI will never waver when it comes to ensuring safety and security of our nation. Well, there are very, very many hardworking FBI agents who are doing their best. But we must ask the question, why are they allowing so many of our people in Wall Street and social media and MSM and in our own government who know of these secret deals that are happening with foreign enemy nations such as China or a nation with corrupt businesses like in the Ukraine for personal and financial and political gain. They are setting up foundations. They set up institutes. They set up offshore banking, and they scatter the money, it appears. So someone's getting paid somewhere along the way because China doesn't hand out billions of dollars to Americans when they want to dominate America. In fact, Chinese leaders said that they wanted Trump out and Biden in because they have had friends in high places in America who are easily influenced. Well, we know easily influenced usually results in money and drugs and partying and women and young girls and so forth. They call them the honeypots in China. Very, very sad. So the court documents further allege that after Ma moved to Hawaii, he sought employment with the FBI in order to once again gain access to classified United States government information, which he could in turn provide to his PRC handlers. Remember when the two Pakistani A1 brothers were hired by the Clinton administration and W. Wasserman Schultz, and nothing happened to any of them. I think they just left the country with the information. I think they tried to leave with a suitcase of cash, too. I'm not sure about that. In 2004, the FBI's Honolulu field office hired Ma as a contract linguist tasked with reviewing and translating Chinese language documents. Over the following 6 years, Ma regularly copied photographs and stole documents that displayed U.S. classification markings such as secret. Well, didn't Hillary Clinton remove government documents mark C? Ma took some of the stolen documents and images with him on his frequent trips to China with the intent to provide them to his handlers. Ma often returned from China with thousands of dollars in cash and expensive gifts, such as a new set of golf clubs. According to court documents in spring 2019, just the year that COVID was announced and unleashed. What a coincidence. According to court documents in spring 2019, over the course of two in-person meetings, Ma confirmed his espionage activities to an FBI undercover employee Ma believed was a representative of the PRC Intelligence Service and accepted $2,000 in cash from the FBI undercover as a token of appreciation for Ma's assistance to China. Ma also offered to once again work for the PRC Intelligence Service. On August 12, 2020, during the lockdowns, during a meeting with an FBI undercover employee before arrest, Ma again accepted money for his past espionage activities, expressed his willingness to continue to help the Chinese government, and stated that he wanted the motherland to succeed. Ma will make his initial appearance before a federal judge tomorrow. This is in 2020. In the United States District Court for the District of Hawaii. He is charged with conspiracy to communicate national defense information to aid a foreign government and faces maximum penalty of life imprisonment if convicted. The maximum sentence is prescribed by Congress and is provided here for informational purposes. In the event Ma is convicted a federal district court judge will determine any sentence after taking into account the advisory sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. The investigation was conducted by the FBI's Honolulu and Los Angeles field offices, Assistant U.S. Attorney Ken Sorensen and trial attorney Scott Claffey and Stephen Marzan of the National Security Division's Counterintelligence and Export Control Section are prosecuting the case. Well, we want to thank them and hats off to them. And hopefully they will also find more domestic enemies who have committed acts of espionage and treason inside the USA. And it is my opinion that a vaccine passport is an alleged act of treason, overthrows freedom, liberty, rights, and sovereignty, freedom of choice, and free will under the United States, established by the United States Constitution, guaranteed to every legal, lawful American, especially the natural-born Americans, who can never be deported from their homeland. Anyone who is a naturalized American can be deported if there are specific charges against them back to their homelands. So the only people who cannot be deported from the United States of America, unless they go to Gitmo, where they should go if found guilty of treason, misdemeanors, and high crimes, and espionage against the United States of America. And without using a nuke, they can overthrow the United States Constitution through corruption, by bribes, by white envelopes being passed around, and by blackmail, and by videos like Jeffrey Epstein, for example, had of all these high-powered people that somehow went missing along with all the children. We don't even know how many children he kidnapped. We don't know how many children were underground. We don't know how many children died. We don't know anything much about 40 years of the international child trafficking that went on in the USA and around the world, flying little girls, especially little white blonde girls with blue eyes, to orgy islands, submarine islands, Sorrel Ranch, who were groomed and terrified and had no way to escape. And those people, in my opinion, should be in Gitmo as well. So what is a international child trafficker doing, flying little children around with the knowledge of the entire government? Because Senator John DeCamp was investigating the Franklin cover-up, along with the chair who was allegedly murdered, and along with the reporter who was bringing evidence to the chair of the Franklin cover-up, and he was in a plane with this little boy flying to meet him and bring the evidence when his plane blew up in the air. So now we're at a point where this vaccine passport, in my opinion, as a longtime advocate for justice and helped people around this country who suffered injustices and legal abuses, say, it is my opinion that the vaccine passport is unlawful, illegal, unconstitutional, and appears and alleged to be a humanitarian act under the guise of a humanitarian act, the intent to overthrow the United States Constitution, enslave the American people, and use the American people as slaves who survive and as chattel and property, and slavery and chattel and property of human beings is clearly defined as unconstitutional, illegal, unlawful in the United States Constitution for their use as human lab rats to do with what they please with our bodies and our minds for their experiments and trials. So I ask you this question. If the entire Department of Justice is going to use human lab rats in this country, 339 million, and they are going to themselves through immunity with no criminal, financial, or personal liability for the injuries and the deaths, and they are going to order the American people who do not want to be human lab rats, do not have the consent of that per individual, and who's not willingly and in agreement of being used as a slave, piece of chattel, piece of property, and a lab rat for their experiments and trials, which is like playing Russian roulette with everybody's mind and body, with unknown consequences to each individual, whether it be immediate, short-term, in weeks, or 3 years from now, when that person is either drops dead or is affected with a adverse health effect and disables that person's health. Because people are dying. People are getting blood clots. It is reported on VAERS. They are having strokes, heart attacks, brain injuries. I know someone who had a brain injury. I know someone who died 3 weeks after the two jabs. I know four people who got COVID after the jabs who were perfectly healthy people. And then you can find those reports if you Google them on VAERS, VAERS. Start doing your research and your homework, and then set up a legal defense fund to fight back against being used as the slave of Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, George Soros, and Big Pharma, CDC, who, all the investors in Big Pharma, and the government, federal government, and state governments, seek out lawyers and get their advice on filing class action lawsuits to prevent yourself and your family and your children from not only being used for this experiment and trial, but for the rest that they have planned, it appears, coming down the road. How many times are they going to jab you? For profit. You are now human commodities for their human capital. The wars are over. They need a new batch of money coming in. Human commodities for human capital. And do you know who ordered a report on human commodities for human capital? It was President Bill Clinton. And it was to study your worth as a human being or your lack of worth. Who should die? Who should live? Who's of value? Who's of no value? Who should be able to own a business? Who should be able to go to school? Who should be able to work at what jobs? Who should be able to speak out? Who should be able to be silenced? And so forth. So I hope I gave you something to think about, and I hope you do your homework and your research. I hope you become active and with your communities, and you start working with legislators call your legislators and tell them that what you like, what you don't like, what you oppose, and you need their help, because this is the plan of your community, your county, and your state of Americans who do not want to be used as human lab rats, human commodities for human capital, which is what they do with the babies. Over 70 million babies have been used as human commodities for human capital to sell body parts, blood, tissue, DNA, I don't know to whom, scientists, to create the super race, to China, to create the super race. Believe me, God is not happy. God is not going to tolerate sacrificing his human creation, especially the babies and the children, to an evil idol for evil purposes. This is an attack on God, and it is a spiritual battle between evil versus good. But always have hope and faith and believe and know God wins in the end. So join God's army. Be a soldier for Christ and stand up for morality, for God, for country, for family, for freedom, liberty, rights. And do not let them fearmonger. Do not. It is a crime to fearmonger. That's what criminals do. They frighten their victims. It's like having an imaginary gun to our heads now and saying, pay up or else. Pay up or else you will be punished. Pay up by giving us your arm and allowing us against your will to give you a jab with our experiment and trial. We will not guarantee you will live now or in the future. We will not guarantee you your health won't be disabled. And we are not going to be held financially, criminally, or personally responsible for whatever happens to you, your family, your friends, or fellow Americans. That's what's happening. This is Russian roulette. It is the hunters hunting you and every other human on the planet who isn't one of them. They think that the communists won't come after them. Billionaires disappear in China all the time. They have no freedom. No more freedom than the average citizen. They cannot say anything against the government or anything the government doesn't like. And if they want your billions, they just come and take it. Why anyone would support communism and Marxism and not want to be a American with freedom, liberty, and rights and help fellow Americans become all they can be and reach their potential is beyond comprehension for the average person who has any amount of morality and compassion and love for fellow Americans and for the world's population who look up to America and yearn to be free. This is an attack on God. It's an attack on all his creation. They want to play God. But they will only have 15 minutes, and it'll be over because God is the King of the Kings. He is the King of the universe. He's the Lord of Lords, and he owns everything in the universe. No one comes into the world with anything, and they go out with nothing except your soul. So be right with your soul. And God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you for listening. I hope that you will stand up for freedom, liberty, rights, and this great republic that we love and cherish, and the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence and U.S. history and all it has to offer to the world. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.